from Marketplace. I'm David Brancaccio. Are companies responsible for workers they don't directly employ? A new ruling by the National Labor Relations Board says yes. In a decision split along party lines, the Labor Board changed the rules governing contract workers and their ability to unionize. The effects could be wide-ranging, potentially changing how franchises operate, businesses such as fast food restaurants, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The decision by the NLRB says a group of sanitation workers in Central California can unionize and negotiate directly with the sanitation company they work for, not just the temp agency that hires and supervises them. That's a change to established precedent of the last 30 years or so. Tom Cohen is co-director of the Institute for Work and Employment Research at MIT.
The work arrangements in the country are changing, and employer definitions are changing. The NLRB has to change along with it.
Cohen says the ruling is a signal that the labor board will more closely scrutinize worker arrangements. Dan Johns, a labor law attorney at the Philadelphia firm Ballard Spahr, says the decision could have far-reaching impact on companies that have come to rely on subcontractors.
Oftentimes you use these types of arrangements so that you can have some distance with respect to the employment of these individuals.
John says that distance insulates firms from labor law liabilities and unionization. Now, he says, the issue is likely next headed to the courts. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.